Daniel Wallace is the author of 5 novels. His first, Big Fish, was made into a movie by Tim Burton in 2003, and a musical version is coming to Broadway. Daniel is the J. Ross McDonald Distinguished Professor of English at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where he teaches and directs the creative writing program. We'll speak with him today about his new book, The Kings and Queens of Rome. Welcome, Daniel. Thanks for stopping by the Book Report.
My pleasure.
Reviewers have called The Kings and Queens of Rome an adult fairy tale. Do you concur?
It's always helpful to hear what other people have to say about the book after I've written it, because while I'm writing it, I have no idea what it is. But a fairy tale is one way to look at it. Fable, I am very interested in and influenced by myth, and so I think it lives somewhere in between those worlds.
Tell us about the story by introducing Rachel and Helen McAllister.
Okay. Rachel and Helen McAllister are sisters who live together in a very large house, just the two of them now, since their parents have died. Helen is the older sister. She's incredibly unattractive and bitter about that. And Rachel is her younger sister, who's blind but quite beautiful. And one day, as things would have it, Helen tells Rachel a story, begins telling her a story, and the thrust of it is that she changes faces with her little sister. She tells her sister that she's the ugly one, and that that Helen is actually the beautiful one, and things spiral from there, somewhat out of control, in a controlled way, I would say.
Yeah, and there's this parallel backstory of Elijah McAllister and Ming Kai. Fill us in about that.
Yeah. 100 years before the present story takes place, the town of Rome, R-O-A-M, where they live, was founded by Elijah McAllister, who is the kind of the modeled on the robber barons of the past, and incredibly ambitious to make his mark in the world, and he kidnaps a man in China named Ming Kai, who is has the secret of making this wonderful silk, and Elijah sees in him his key to fortune and fame, and kidnaps him and brings him back to America, where they establish this town in the middle of nowhere, where they've discovered this grove of mulberry trees.
Right, and yet they have this very, very big love-hate thing going on.
Yeah, he's described as his hostage and best friend, and this it's interesting to me the way different people live in the world and what they're capable of. Ming Kai is not a particularly ambitious man, but being kidnapped by Elijah brings him into a world that he never would have ever been to on his own. It's actually a life of adventure, which part of him appreciates and part of him despises him for. His life is a mixed blessing or a mixed curse, depending on how you look at it.
Now, ghosts populate your book, so have you ever met any?
Well, let me get them out of the room right now. I have not met any ghosts myself, but I believe in them in as much as the past and people that have been in your life throughout it and are gone now are ghostly. They hang around. While I was writing this book, in fact, if you can look at the front of the book at the dedication. It's dedicated to 4 people who all died as I was writing this book. And in fact, in the early drafts of this book, and believe me, there are a number of drafts, there were no ghosts. And as these very, very dear people started to die, they influenced the narrative in the way that you see it now.
And dogs play an important role in the story. Why is that?
Well, part of it is just me. I love dogs. I think dogs are important. I think I tell my students, if you're having trouble with the story, put a dog in it. It's going to be better. I also think that dogs are important to us as a race. You know, I think that they helped. We domesticated a dog, but they helped domesticate us, and I feel strongly that they're tied to who we are as people. They do what looks like magic things in the book, but I don't really see it that way. I see them as dogs being dogs, and dogs do magic things all the time, in my world anyway.
I agree. Since you've identified this as a fairy tale, is there a message or a parable you want readers to take away from it?
When I'm writing a book, my goal is to have a reader live in it and not want to leave it, and to turn the page just eager to find out what happens next. And so that's always my main goal. And whatever, never do I write toward a lesson or a moral. I think that, however, in reading this book, that you can come away with it, you know, as you investigate the themes that it delves into, that love and forgiveness are wonderful things. Now, that's such that sounds so flat and so uninspired, and it's kind of the thing that falls out of the book and out of the story, but it, you know, it's not really what my point is in writing this book or writing any book.
And I'm not going to give anything away, but the ending is so very, very poignant.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it it took me years. this book took me longer to write than any other book I've written, and part of the problem was that I couldn't find the ending, and I kept writing these endings, which I hoped were right, but weren't. And just over the course of time, and probably just by eliminating every other possible ending, I came up with the one that we have now, and I believe that it works, and I do think it works, because it is the only possible ending.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. So what's next for you?
Well, I'm doing a lot of different things. I'm working on another novel and some short stories. I'm writing screenplays, and it's summer vacation, and so I'm keeping myself busy.
All right, and perhaps is one of those activities alligator wrestler? You want to fill us in on that?
You know, it's so funny the way these things happen. When we're making the website, the guy who was building it for me, he put that in just as a joke, and meaning that we would go back and change it later. We never went back in and changed it. So I'm just creating this myth of myself, which I hope will live beyond my own span.
I really enjoyed the book, and I want to thank you so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.